Blog Talk Radio.
I'm telling you, summer's already here. It's hot here. If you are hearing me, this means you are listening to Psychic Talk Radio and the Power of Three show, Hope, Wisdom, and Healing. I'm your host, psychic medium and Reiki healer and teacher, Rose Fulhars, along with my beautiful co-host, spiritual healer, medium, and teacher, Vivian Aubin, and numerologist and Akashic Record reader, Fiona Millar. Both of who will be on in a few minutes, but I really need to give out the numbers so you can call in. Just to let you know, this is we do take callers in the order that we receive them. So when you call in, you know, just hold on the line. We will get to you. The number to call in is 714-816-4628. That's 714-816-4628. And press 1 if you want to talk to us. Otherwise, you can just listen on the line. You can also join us in our chat live by finding us on Facebook at psychictalksradio.net and looking for the red banner with our smiling faces on it. Comment in this comment section below if you have a question or something like that. So let's get this party with spirit started today. So let me welcome my wonderful fellow co-host, Vivian Aubin, on. Vivian, are you there?
Yes, hello. Hello, Rose. Hello, all you listeners. A big hello from Alberta, Canada.
How's the weather there, honey?
Oh, it's beautiful. You know, just summers are short here, but they're beautiful, so it's all worth it.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Vivian is going to be working the board in the background. She's not feeling real well today, so she won't be doing a lot of talking. So just to let you people know that, send her some love and healing. So Fiona, I want to welcome Fiona on. Fiona, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, and thank you. And I'm glad, welcome and hello to all our listeners that have joined us today. Can hardly wait to get going on an interesting discussion that we will be having. So I'm looking forward to it. And I'm going to go right in this again. I always laugh because for the number of the day, I never do the calculations to the day. And it's interesting because our discussion on what we will be doing, a master number comes up. And today, lo and behold, the master number, it's a master number today, and it's 22. So I thought, okay, so I guess there's more need for people to really understand what master numbers is. So how I got the calculation, it's June 5th, 2018. So June is 6. So it's 6 plus 5 plus 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 8. And that adds up to a 22/4 number. So really, when you have a master number, the intensity of the day is really stronger, because a lot of people, when they do their numerology code, believe that, I've got a master number, it's very special. And so they really don't understand. It is special. You are graduating up to learn and develop new things. You're progressing on the learning school here on Earth. But you will always have more obstacles in your way, because you're learning to adapt, you're learning to move and to think and to understand in a totally different way. So I want everybody to understand, when you're sitting in front of a fireplace, when it's cold outside, it's fabulous. It's cozy and it could be romantic, but I want you to envision yourself sitting in the middle and having 11 fireplaces around you. The heat is intense. So, of course, you feel that you got to move, you got to do something, it's too hot. So there's an intensity whenever you have a master, a number present. So today we have that master number of 22. And, you know, number 22 represents the master builder slash partner. And so the 22-4 master energy builds, constructs, develops, which is really all about what the four represents, based on principles of powerful relationships. So people don't really understand, you know, they think, oh, master builder, yes, it's great. But people have to understand that in the building cycle of life, there's not only construction, but there's destruction. So it's a new way of creating life. So you may have to shed the way that your skin, you may have to shed that skin of your old way of life to move in to the new. And because the, you know, usually the old is, it's a worn out structure. And so to make room for the new life and the new skin, you have to have a new structure. So the destruction phase of the fours to rebuild is why lots of times you'll see people, their lives are falling apart. So anybody that has a 22 in their code, their numerology code, you'll see that quite often. But that's how they rise to the level, or they'll let that crush them. So it's really about, once you understand really the meaning of it. And a lot of the 20, well, for the 22, again, it's recognizing becoming more spiritual as you go on, and it's understanding it's not just strictly the material world. So it kind of, it will be interesting with the topic, with what comes up with, I'll be bringing the numerology in with the topic that we discuss. So anyways, it's a 22-4 day, so please use it wisely and respectfully. And if you're about to destruct something, be careful how you also do that, and be mindful of others around you, because the 22 is about partnerships. So I thought it was interesting for today. So I'll give that back to you. Yeah.
Fiona, that is, I mean, that is, that really does go right along with our topic, because a couple weeks ago, actually, our topic is actually about, you know, the difference between want and desire in the law of attraction. And so basically, a couple weeks ago, Fiona and I were, well, all of us were on the show here, and we had a show, and we were talking, we were taking calls, and one of those callers called in, and I, you know, actually felt like the person really needed to, you know, figure out what they wanted in life. And I said want. And I know Fiona says desire instead of want, right? So we kind of, they're basically the same thing, just in a different way, okay, just the way you use them, just in the context that you use them. So we kind of, that was kind of a, you know, conflicting information there. And we just kind of wanted to come on and explain what we meant by that, right? And this is with the way you work together, right? So 22. So we're going to give both sides of that story. Or 28, did you say?
It's a 22.
Okay, I thought you said 22. I thought I heard 8.
Yeah, it's a 22.
Anyway,
go ahead.
So really, honestly, it really does go with the topic. So we just
yep.
wanted to come on and explain it, and we want you to take away from it whatever you take away from it, right? So use it
right
in any way that you can, this information that we're giving out. So I'm going to let Fiona kind of explain her side of it and how she, you know, feels about it, and, you know, just basically go into how she believes. So Fiona, could you explain this to us?
Okay, well, how I first got into even recognize the difference between want and desire. So the word want is actually meaning that you have lack of. And so you're putting out to the universe that you have lack of. So that's why, and the reason why I kind of got into it, because when I first took my angel course, my teacher, you know, quote it, she was trained by Doreen Virtue and whatnot. So that's my basis of coming from there. But she did have a guest that came up who I have since become extremely good friends with, Jaden Sterling. And he has come out with a book called The Alchemy of True Success. And so the book is basically activate your vine, revitalize your body, and reignite your spirit. And Jaden is a multimillionaire who left his business to try to teach others, because through his journey of, you know, amassing, you know, money, he has studied, he studied from others that how they became successful. And he really found by becoming successful, what the real goal is to be continue to be successful, you must share and help others along the way. So that's what he's now committed to doing, and he has all sorts of classes. So he's the one that really came up with the word to say instead of want is desire. And then he really talks about heart's desire. So, and I believe it's because we were taught to always say, I want this. At a young age, we haven't been taught to use different terminology, and so and it's many people have not been in touch with their authentic self since childhood, and so it's about when we were childhood. And this is a quote from Jaden's actual book, saying, "Children can serve as a wonderful reminder of joy that comes from being fully present and indulging one's deep dreams." And dreams are really, where do our dreams come from? It's our higher self. So children raised in a healthy environment naturally believe they can be, can do, and have anything their heart desires without fear or worry. So again, it's just realizing, so why are we saying the word want when I calculate the word want out, it comes out to a 13/4, which is similar to the 22/4. So there's that four.
Wow.
Four is a very, very physical vibration of where we are today. And it's third dimensional, that's that heavy, dense energy. We now have been exposed and have access, like I call that third dimensional energy, we have access to the fifth dimensional energy, which a lot of people may not understand, but it's a very high vibrational energy that we can use to integrate, to make ourselves or to help ourselves to become more spiritually conscious. And to use that heart chakra energy and to be heart driven. We are that time in our society that we are to move forward in a more, it's not this material world, but being in that spiritual reality that we have access to. So it's interesting that the word desire vibrates to the master number 33/6, which is the number of the Christ conscious number. So how do you survive in this material world using the Christ conscious values? So it's by living through your heart. So when you say I want, and kids go, well, I want this, I want that, it's because they're feeling they've got to keep up with something. And it's funny, through Jane's book, but there's a quote by George Carlin, and he's quite a card, but saying, trying to be happy by accumulate possession is like trying to satisfy hunger by taping sandwiches all over your body. So we have been trained and led to believe that we need to want for these possessions, for this life. But what I'm trying to go and what I know and the wisdom that I know and that I have stepped into is that I want for little, but I have many great desires. Because the difference when people say, I want world peace, it's almost lower vibration to me when I say it. But when I desire, it's coming from, and when I say my heart's desire, I'm vibrating, it's coming from my heart center. So again, it's manifesting using that heart energy. And so, you know, and I wrote down in my notes, so the level of wanting is related to through the first dimensional paradigm, and the heart's desire is learning to is connecting our conscious mind with our heart that is then in touch with us at soul level. And that's really what the time is about now. How do we get in alignment with our full soul? Once we're in alignment with our soul, everything will start to flow, because you're going to live differently. You're going to think differently. And things that meant the world to you before will mean nothing to you anymore. So it's, again, you learn to see things, understand things, and desire things in a total different way. So I understand where, you know, Rose is coming with saying we're so used to saying the word want. I really, my goal is, from my understanding and my complete experience, is when I say desire, I start to vibrate. And when I vibrate, that means I'm in line with the angelic realm. The angelic realm starts in that fifth dimensional. I'm tapping in at soul level through my heart chakra. So that's where I'm really pushing people to really understand and be very, very, you know, look at the words that come out of your mouth. And again, I've got Doreen Virtue wrote a book on angel words, and it was her and her son doing a podcast, and they could see, I don't know what machine it was, but they could see the vibration when they used the word angels. So again, it's those positive words that really make the difference. And what I want you to think is also with the vibration of what I was talking about is that Dr. Emoto with the water crystals that are formed when they use the word hate and love, the difference of the forms of the creations. We're building. So it's creating. So again, our choice of words and what we put out to the universe, to the world, goes into that collective pot. So all the people that are negative are making that collective pot that we all belong to muckier, yuckier with that sort of energy. So it's really the more people that we can get to focus on speaking high vibrational words to express what they need to say, then we're projecting that out into the universal consciousness. And so, and that's what that beautiful number 33 is about. So it's, and I do, you know, and I really, how I got started when I first got into even doing the angel work is I had a friend that really, she, like, I miss her around. I don't see him as much. But if something comes out of your mouth, she calls you on that right away. Do you just hear what you said? Oh, so there's that cancel/delete and rephrase it. And the more conscious we become about it, we realize the power that it is in words and what we project out. And as a person, I want the universe. I want my vibration to come out. I want my aura, my vibration that I'm putting out. So my desire is to have world peace. And I just jolted as I say that, because I know I'm tapped in at that level when I say the word desire. So it's still about manifesting, but it's using manifesting in a different way to connect at that level. So that's basically all, you know, I'm having to say with the difference between want and desire. And it's because we've been so trained. Even my angel teacher, I was at a hands-on healing course, and again we talked about the word want, and again it was brought up, and again she wants practitioners, she wants And we all just stopped and stared at her. And she goes, oh, man. And so she said, okay, I need to rephrase this to put this out, don't I? And absolutely. So again, she's highly aware of manifesting. She's the one that introduced me to Jaden Sterling. That's what his whole life has been about. And I really, really, and I'm almost thinking at some point I should really try to get Jaden to come on and really talk about it and what he knows and what he understands, because he's just amazing. I've taken a couple of his courses and seen how he works, and I mean, everything he does turns to gold. Basically, whatever he touches turns to gold, because it's his whole energy of what he is, what he believes in, and what he does. And again, and it's the words that he uses. He's brilliant. He's brilliant. But he's worked on it. It's taken him a long time to, you know, he learned it at a very young age, and now he's just passing it on to others. So his success will be continued. So anyways, that's basically all I have. So anyways, Rose, let us hear your perspective on want.
Okay.
And
first of all, I want to say, Fiona, that was wonderful. I agree with you. Desire is a very strong word, and it is one that we should use. Okay, it is a high vibrational word. Now to kind of go into why I feel the way I do about the law of attraction and attracting thing. Most of my information I've actually experienced myself, and I've actually used these techniques. And I've went through, and I actually I did a lot of studying on Abraham Hicks. Okay, so
yep.
Esther Hicks, and I've read
yep.
all her books, and
yep.
of course, Gary
so
Hicks, and then also Pam Gout. So I've actually, which is E Squared, you know, and
yep.
Her second book, I forget
yep.
what it's called, but I've read all of those, and I've kind of been doing some studying on it, because I wanted to actually teach a course on, you know, the law of attraction, because I felt like there was something missing, okay? When you put it
yeah.
into effect, there is something missing. Well, I found out actually what was missing, and what was missing was the feeling, okay? So
right.
I started out with the word want and desire, because we had discussed it on the show last time, and I thought, well, first of all, I want to see what the definition of those two words are. So I started out
right.
that way, right? So the want is actually you coming into an understanding of what you really, really want, right? And it is a lower vibration energy, because it is, you have to find what you want before you can actually desire it. And the difference between the word want and desire is it's desire is just a manifested emotion want. Okay, if that makes sense to you. So really, it starts out as knowing what you want. And some of the practices, that if you actually do the practice, you actually see how this works. And one of the actual practices that I did in my course was I actually took a situation. Say you there's something that, you know, there's a contrasting situation of some sort. In other words, you have an argument with your husband or whatever, right? And you really want that relationship to work out, okay? This is how you feel about it. So you ask yourself, how do I feel about this? That's the first question you ask yourself. How do I feel about this situation? You write about the situation, a paragraph about the situation, and you get all those feelings out. And then when you're done getting all the feelings out, you ask yourself,
oh, I think we've lost Rose.
Oh.
Rose, we've lost you.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello. Yep, not as good, though, but, yeah, we
I'm
can hear
sorry.
You. But
am I breaking up?
No, you're back again. We just lost you
okay,
there.
Okay, good, good. Okay, so basically you start off with you write a paragraph about how you feel about this, because you want to get in touch with why you're feeling this way. Then you ask yourself, well, what is it why do I want this relationship in the first place? And then you ask yourself, you know, how would it feel to have that perfect relationship? Right? So really you're realizing exactly how you want things, and then you're moving up the ladder, so you're raising your vibration. So it really gives you a technique to actually raise your vibration to that desire. You understand? So you're going from the want to the desire. And because we have to realize exactly what we want. We have to work through and release the negative aspects so that we can you can always think on that positive line. So you can say desire. Once you reach that want, once you realize what it is, you can reach higher for that desire, for those higher vibrational words. Because when we start out, Fiona, and everybody listening, we really don't know what we want or how we want it. And so once you start feeling it and you start asking your questions, or why, how will it feel to actually experience this, or how will it feel to actually have that? You raised your vibration, because now you're not only thinking on a higher level, you're feeling on that higher level. And it actually takes feeling and thinking to actually connect with what you want, to actually manifest what you desire. Okay? So that is my take on it. Okay? So this is a technique that I've done myself, and it really, really does work. You know, so you're talking basically, you know, we're basically saying the same thing. But Fiona, you're going right to the situation, right to the higher vibrational. But some people don't understand how that works, so you have to give them a technique to raise that vibration. Oh. And that's basically what I was saying, is just giving them a technique.
But what I'm saying is, we've been taught that to use the word want. And with the word wanting is basically saying that we have lack of, and I believe that we use it so,
true,
it's so common. We've been using it. It's in our vocabulary. And so we've been taught the want is actually controlling us at some level. That when you say, I want something, you're feeling that you don't have it and that's what you want. I'm going, once you, instead of using, why can't we not start to teach our children to really, and I think our children will actually start to show us this, is to use that word desire. Why not go to there and have that? And so, because then, you know, if I say something, well, I desire this or I desire that, I know instinctively, if I'm in touch with myself at soul level, we don't have to function in that lower dimensional energy anymore. And that's what I'm trying to do, is to show people. And I understand where you're coming from. That is the process. So why can't we use the words? What do we desire? Like you said, you even said when you were talking about with the woman with the, you know, if you had a fight with your husband, saying, well, why do I even want this, the relationship? The word I would be asking is not want. Why do I desire this relationship? Why
well,
is this
only,
a relationship?
That's,
so,
right.
No, but it's
that's
just again,
to build,
it's
I'm
the,
sorry,
but
go ahead.
The thing that I'm trying to get is you getting stuck on the want. Let us eliminate. It's just even our cultures of how we're expressing and we're talking about things in a higher vibrational way. We all have to be taught and we all have to learn. So why are we not starting this? Why are we continuing using certain words? And I know what the word want means, and it does come out because we're used to doing that. I am very, very conscious now of using the word desire, and I use that in all aspects. So I'm aware of what's going on. So now, but I'm in a different place that I have the choice to make. And I want this offered to our children to be raised in a society, in an environment of saying, let's say out loud what your desires actually are, and to talk about feeling with that connection at heart level, and going in and talking in when the heart is connected to the soul. everything will be in alignment. We're going to be making things easier and scary. Because how do you hear these people, these desperations, this is what I want, I want, I want. And then the inspiration that comes out when you start to say, my heart's desire is this, it's at that heart level. It's speaking from the heart. And that's the only reason. And you're saying working, having other people to understand that. I think it's very simple to understand. It's just explaining. It's just explaining to people that what, that the words that we were using, we weren't really offered that at that level to use that in our day-to-day vocabulary. So what I'm proposing and my,
sorry.
So we're saying the same things, but I'm saying, I'm stressing that there is a huge difference between want and desires. And if we want to learn how to manifest and to go there and whatnot, we don't need to start at want. Most kids now that are born,
it's not that you start at want. I was just giving them a technique for the people that don't understand the law of attraction, for the people who have never experienced it or even heard of the law of attraction. You have to go from point A to point B, and you have to work your vibration up. You know, you won't understand that process if you just jump from all the way to desire. So you have to, I had to have a starting point. So the want is a starting point. And just like the, you know, definition of want and desire, want is less than desire. Desire is with feeling, right? Want is just a thought. Okay, so that kind of goes along with exactly what you're saying. Because you know what, Fiona? Another thing I researched, get this, you're going to love this, okay? So you know how I'm all about, you know, the Bible, right? I'm all about finding things in the Bible. Well, that's another reference I always go to, right? Because when I started out, that's what I did. One of the references in Genesis, it talks about like a logos, right? And logos was the word, and the word was God, and the word was good, and the word had power. So, yes, our words and the way we voice them have power, right?
Yeah.
The want is just a thought to get us to the feeling of desire. So you have to go through that process. And once you go through that process, once you understand that, right, then you can think on that level and keep your vibration high all the time because
we're having problems, Rose. You're going in and out.
Oh, honey, I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're back now. We just seem to lose you temporarily.
My service is horrible here anymore. They moved the tower, so it's really, really hard. Anyway, but yes, I definitely feel like, you know, want and desire is just that feeling along with that want. And it's a process that we had to go through. And I wanted to create something that would help people understand that. And so that process actually helps them to raise their vibration and stay there. Because once they get to that desire part of it, then that's when you use that word all the time. So it does.
Well, the only thing is that I'm sick to me, and totally get what you're saying, it was the process that you used. All I'm saying is that I believe you can explain the difference between want and desire. You can get that word in right away. You can explain that with law of attraction just using a different word. So again, it's about allowing them and showing them how to use these powerful, vibrant, positive words in explaining. So you know, and I'm just going to bring this up with just even with what you said. Oh, I have a horrible connection here. Well, again, you're then saying words about it's horrible. So instead of saying, oh, wow, my desire is that the connection is going to stay for the rest of the show so I can discuss and talk about this amazing topic with all our listeners. So again, it's being totally aware with what is coming out of your mouth. And so that's where my aim is, to show people. And I do, because I do say stuff. So when I say that to you, I'm saying it in love to you, but
know,
I'm doing
I know.
It to
that's
show
why
you.
I'm laughing because you know, that's why I'm laughing, because I understand what you're saying, right? So go ahead, go ahead.
So it's just, it's just, you use the techniques that you felt that were proper for your group, and I honor that. But for myself, I know right now in this point in time, my desire is to use the word desire for all my desires, and to use that consciously, because I understand so well, and then to bring that up to people, to show them how to use that and how to use words, and so, and to focus on the words that we're using. And it's really, it's about learning. This is a huge learning progress, or a process that we all need to go through. And it's like, you know, people are going, oh, crap. It was like, yeah, da, 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 da. But again, it's like, it's a lot to take on and to change. And, but do you, you know, so it's to try it. So you were trying to approach them at a level so they could understand, and so you could get them to list their wants that they would like to see.
No, I didn't
but
want
then,
them to list their wants. I just wanted them to understand why they were wanting it. So
yeah,
that they
can
reach a higher level, because most of the time, if you do the process, mm-hmm. right, if you ask yourself those questions and you do the process, you're going to see how it lifts that vibration up to desire. You're going to understand
right.
the difference between want and desire. And that's what I was trying to point out. Because the law of attraction, people think that the law of attraction just works by thinking. It really doesn't. The law of attraction works by feeling also.
You also have to.
The feeling is what actually manifests it. So if you go
to
buy a lottery.
Yeah, you have to believe it in yourself that you have the potential to go there.
You have to allow it to happen. You know, so you're right. You do have to allow it to happen. You have to give it an opportunity, and that's where the believing comes in, and the allowing. But that
right.
is a four-step or five-step process, you know, that you go through to actually raise that vibration, to get yourself to that point of understanding your desires, right, because you've already put the feeling into it. And that was the process that I was trying to get to. Was to make them feel,
right.
not just want. The word want was used, yes, because that was the starting point to build.
Well,
to
so
the
what you're doing, so
desire.
So what you're basically doing is getting them to feel. And what have most
yes.
people done? They've shut off their feeling mode. They've shut off that connection to their heart chakra. So when you end
right.
up saying those exact words, my heart's desire is, it instantly activates and gets things going. So again, it's how you say them, the tone of the words, you know whether they believe it or not, if they're feeling it or not. Because it's for a lot of people to say heart's desire is extremely uncomfortable for them. So you already
right,
know
well,
where
if they don't
are.
Understand it, right? If they don't understand it, you know, that it was just trying to kick in that understanding that there was more to the law of attraction than just thinking. Than just
right,
thinking
right.
positive. There's the feeling
right.
part of it. There's the allowing part of it. There's the belief
right.
in it. There is all of
yep,
that that
yep.
goes along with it, which makes it that desire, which once you reach the point of desire, really, honestly, once you reach the point of desire, it's, you know, everything's already manifested anyway. It's already
right.
there. It's even when you
it's
think that
it's just allowing yourself to be in full alignment to be able to connect
right.
to receive it.
And I was
yes.
teaching them how to get into alignment with, and that process, actually, when you ask yourself those questions, then you're
right.
actually raising yourself to that process. You're teaching yourself that it isn't about want, it's about the desire and the want together.
Right?
Right?
Yeah.
So you start at point A and you work yourself up to point B. And so this is basically what I taught them. And I'll tell you what, they love this. They couldn't, because it makes you feel, when you ask yourself that question, why do I want it, right? And then you ask yourself
mm-hmm.
that question, what if I had it? which is the really, right. Because you've already raised your, you've changed the wording. You see that? So you've changed the wording to a higher vibrational. So you're working your way up. So what you do is you talk yourself up to that higher desire, to you understand what desire is and what it feels like. And that
right.
is what creates the manifestation. And
right.
so that's the process. So if you were to ask yourself, say, Fiona, if you were to take something right now that you really say, I'm going to say desire because you say desire, but I would say want, right? And you asked yourself, okay, why do I want this, right? That's
I will
void
never,
without
I...
feeling yet. That's void without the feeling. You get that? You're not putting the feeling into it yet because you're not feeling it. So if you ask yourself why, and then you turn around and you say, how would it feel to have this? If you ask yourself that question right now, how would it feel to have what you're desiring? Okay? How would it feel?
But again, it's just I'm going, but I'm trying to do.
Instantly, you can actually feel your vibration raised to a higher level.
What you're saying is fine, but what I'm saying is I believe it can be taught. I can believe it can taught instead of using the word want. And it's just our differences of opinion.
Well, you can
you're
use
working
the word desire
all you
want. That's your process. And you can use
that's
that all
my,
you want.
And, I'm going to tell you something that I'm going to say is, and what I realized a long time ago, I was working with people, and through sacred geometry, we have a full dictionary within our level of we carry within us, and it's really about activating
yes.
those words, bringing them to the surface to be expressed. So the girl that I was working with, I figured out which words that she used, and we bring in affirmations or sentences, and it was always fun.
Right.
We'd create lots of times depending on the words. We would lots of times. I think with this one girl, I used three words that she needed to be brought in. And I said, you needed to bring these into your daily life every day. So you say this affirmation or this little phrase every day. So you've got that in your vocabulary now, and it's up into that higher level of your physicality at this time. And so she actually worked in an edgy center. And so she would start to say these with the kids. And she, like, had 2-3-year-old kids, and they got so excited to come in and to speak those words with her. So what I'm trying to do is, why do we not introduce this all to our children at this young age? Where they're so open and connected that I honestly
yes.
believe that this is why. Why are we even going into the want? We need to educate and have our children to know that they can fully express themselves and their desires because they don't have all the crap at
right.
that age. To
the
allow
beginning
them
that
to be.
That's what, if they're taught from the beginning that that's what desire means, yes. Then they
yes.
could that would be easy for them. But if you don't know that, just like you said, if you've been conditioned under a want. You know what I mean? Then that's the way you think. And so this
right.
was a really good show about this because it makes you understand both sides of those stories, and actually they work together.
Right.
So so I think that's wonderful what you said, you know. And I
yeah.
agree. I think we should start teaching our children. The problem is most schools teach you different, you know, society in itself teaches you different. And you know, that's there's always going to be people like that. So for those that don't understand
well,
and have to start at a lower level, then that process works for them.
But guess what? So my desire is that I'm putting out there that we're going to have that shift and we're going to have that change. My desire, I have no freaking idea. And this is where spirit world comes in and manifests. My desire is to have our children brought up in an educational environment that really, really explains about the power of words and that there is a choice in using different vocabulary for them and to emphasize that. So again, my desire to come out that's in. I always don't have to know how to do that, but I am projecting that out into the universe for the alignment. And I always do that with a lot of, I love to put that out there, and that's where I'm coming from. And lots of times when I'm manifesting, I lots of times put out what my desire is, and I'm going, I have no idea how it's going to work or what my plan is. And then all of a sudden, a door will open and something will be offered to me. Something will be said, and I'm going, you've got to be kidding. That's just what I was talking about. I'll take that. I have to go in there, and I go in there, and I take that opportunity to push things where I love them to go, where that desire is for me. I'm going, it's a door open for me. So again, it's using that in that way. And I know Vivian would love to come on and just say something. So maybe we'll, Vivian, do you want to come in and give your 2 cents worth?
Sure. excuse if I don't talk too loud. I just have a sore tooth, so I'll try to talk clearly enough. This is a great debate. And what I love is always how these two great healers are basically going to the same place. The only difference is that they're starting in different areas, but you're basically going to the same place, and you're both on the same page. With Rose, she starts where the people are at a want, because that's where us, where people have learned that we need to do. And that's what Fiona was saying. That's something we've learned. And that's where Rose starts off, because she understands where they're at right there. And then from there, they learn to change that want to true manifestation, which is desire. So Rose is showing the process as well, from going one to the other. And then the word desire is the truest, highest vibration. So you're basically, Rose, you're just coming from, you're saying the word want so people understand that. And Fiona's saying take away the word want. And that's perfect. But you're actually doing it at the same time, just in different, you're just in different directions. And then, so in the future, we remove the word want from ourselves completely, from our own, like it should never be in the dictionary. We literally remove that word, so we don't say it anymore.
Yes.
I desire, we forget the word. And what is beautiful is the new generation, our children, you never say the word to them. And if you do, the best thing, because we're human, you say want, you say 3 times desire, the power of 3. I want help.
Right.
I desire. Beautiful. You can do it. So you guys are both, and it just, that's why I love debates, because it gets the ones that understand the want, and it gets the ones that understand the desire, and it brings it both together, and then you're both high on the mountain, and then the generation, we will soar as well, because we desire to soar, but we're bringing the ones that, us generation, because we're older, but then the children will already be on top of the mountain, because they only know desire.
Exactly.
That's quite 10 cents worth.
Yeah. I think that's beautiful. Beautiful way of putting it, because, there's many different ways of looking at things. And I think it's wonderful when we can come together and we can work that through to where everybody can understand, right? So, thank you for that, Vivian. Thank you for that. But you know what, ladies? It's almost time to end the show here, so we need to take some callers, right?
You betcha.
A couple, at least. Right? So, Vivian, you want to put some callers through?
Yes, area code 856.
Hello,
Hello
856.
This is
Laura.
Hi, Laura. Hi. How are you?
Where are you calling from? I'm in New Jersey.
You're New Jersey. Okay, great. Beautiful place. Been there. So tell us, Laura, do you have a question or comment, or would you like a mini reading?
I would like a mini reading, if that's okay.
Okay, what's your question?
I was hoping you could tell me. I've been submitted for a few different places for work, for contract work, through different agencies, and I wonder if you see me getting a job interview this month and maybe starting work next month, hopefully. Do you see that happening?
I do see that happening, but I do see that it has to come from your heart. So do you love what you do?
I like what I do, yeah.
You like what you do or you love what you do?
It depends.
We're playing with words today. You see this? We're playing with words.
I know. You are playing with words. And, you know, honestly, when you say, I know because I follow Jerry and Esther Hicks and I read the books and the
right.
Watched and all that, listen to them. So I know the energy levels and the higher vibrations and all that. Like, for instance, the difference between want and desire. To me,
right.
The word, I think you're splitting hairs with that. But if you say the word need versus desire, then, of course, need has more of a negative energy to it.
Right.
But desire and want, I kind of see them on an equal playing field with the same kind of energy. That's just how I feel about it. But
well, thank you for elaborating on that.
Yeah. So, I mean, there are different levels of energy. And of course, with the law of attraction and Jerry and Esther Hicks, ask and it is given, that book teaches you that you go through different levels and you have to go through different levels to climb the levels to, you know, you don't just jump from the first level to the, maybe like the 10th level or something. You have to go through the levels to.
The process, right.
Right, the
of
process.
Of understanding, right.
Yeah.
Okay, so with the reason I asked you about if this was a passion thing, or if this was something that you really desired, is because of the fact that you have to feel what you really, you have to feel that feeling in order to achieve what you want. Okay, so
that's what
you're doing.
Let me
that's
explain.
Why I'm asking you. Do you really want that job? Do you really, are you feeling it? Is it a desire?
Yeah. So
okay.
I have
well,
a
then,
desire.
Then.
So I get different contracts and I work in different industries and with different people. So because I work in different industries and companies because I do so much consulting work, a lot of times it hinges on the individuals, the group that I land in, and the culture of the company that I land in. So you can't really determine from one company to the next what it's going to be like until you're there and you're immersed in it. I know what I desire. I desire working for companies that are where everybody's in it as a team and working, nobody's backstabbing and all that. You know, I don't want a negative environment. That being said, I also want to pay my bills. So the desire is for me to be able to pay my bills and have a roof over my head. That's a big desire.
Right, and that goes with you know, that positive energy of raising and meeting that vibration. But really, honestly, what I'm saying is, you know, is it important to you to go, which job is it important to you to go for? Which one do you feel like it's going to, you know, inspire you and uplift you and make you feel good about it? Because it's really hard to work a job that you don't like.
Well, you don't know that, though, until you get in, you're immersed in it. I like knowing,
oh, I
like working
it.
in a job where I'm doing really good work. Everybody is getting something out of what I'm doing for them. And I like knowing that I'm helping make the project whole and successful.
Right.
I like playing a part
right.
in that. That's a very big deal to me. But you don't know what it's going to be like.
Right, and
I
do feel like that's going to be the defining key between what you – you know, really want to go for, because you're, I found that most people when they get into a job and they find out it's not what they thought it was, you know, they'll look for another job. They'll back out and they'll go for something else. But I do believe that every job is a stepping stone, right? So it's a stepping stone in order to learn to what direction you need to go. So I think if you just follow your heart as much as you possibly can, which is basically what Fiona was saying earlier, if that's what you're desiring, you're following your heart, you'll get it. You know, so just kind of keep focused on those thoughts, right, that raise your vibration, that get you to that point, right? I do see it coming, but I definitely think that it has to be a passion of yours, okay? So in order for it to be successful for you, in order for you to stay with that job. So you just focus on whichever one you feel is going in that direction, if you can see a little bit of hindsight, right? But then we know that if we use that law of attraction and we're desiring it and we feel it, that it will come to us. So I wish you luck on that, right? Because that you already obviously have all the tools you need to make that decision. Okay.
So you're not picking up to when that's going to happen, the job?
Well, I think, you know, I don't like to put things in time periods simply because of the fact it does all matter on how quickly we get to the point of understanding our desires. Okay, so when you get to that point where you've raised your vibration and you understand exactly where you want to go with it, then it'll come to you. So I don't like to put a time on that, because the quicker you do that, the quicker you can get to that point, the quicker you believe it, the quicker you feel it, the quicker you can envision it, the quicker it happens.
Okay.
Okay, so I think you're on the right track, though, and I think you just need to keep, you got all the tools, right? So take what you love and do it. Okay, and honey, I hope that helps, but we got to move on to another caller.
Thank you.
So I want to thank you for that.
Right. Okay.
Have a good day and keep listening.
Thank you. Thank you.
Right. Bye. Bye-bye. You're welcome. Okay, ladies, would we like to take another call?
Sure. Just a quick one.
Just a quick one. Yeah, I agree. I'm sorry. Didn't need to take so long on that one. Vivian? Vivian, can you hear me?
Oh,
okay,
sorry, I was on mute. I was on mute. I have never done that before.
She doesn't want to call.
But I had to drink water, so I put myself on mute. So I'm talking and nobody's listening. That's okay. So tomorrow on Wednesday, June 6th.
Did you lose me again?
excuse me. Wednesday, tomorrow, June 6th, is a Their Insider Show with Dax Carlisle and Janet Boyer. And they're discussing the Enneagram and the future of Tarot, and that's 2 p.m. Eastern. On Thursday, June 7th, it's host Sue Shoemaker and Anne Anola, and they're discussing, and that's a Soul Sisters show, and they discuss romance in a spiritual sense. And that's at 12 p.m. Eastern. On Friday, on the Goddess Guidance Show, that's your host Shati Devi Aneki Aleo. They're discussing sacred breath and sacred movements of the goddess, and that's 11 p.m. Eastern. And they're all taking your calls with free mini readings, and there's actually a show all week long, and you can go to the website www.psychictalk.net, and you will see all the upcoming shows, the past shows, and meet us there. And on Tuesday next week, you join us back for the Power of Three Hope, Wisdom, Healing Show. We have a special guest, Char the Medium. Char Lepke is her last name, and you also can check out her Facebook page at Char the Medium, and talk. And there we go. Okay. So the next
wonderful
caller is 417. You're welcome.
Okay.
417.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, 417. Hello. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name's Carolyn. I'm calling from Missouri. And I was hoping for a mini reading. Probably my greatest desire definitely is romance and love with a open-minded man, confident open-minded man if possible.
But and I do get it with your desire and want. I definitely, I've kind of moved from the want to the desire on my affirmation. But I agree with both of you on your thoughts.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, thank you. Thank you again for that. Okay, so Fiona, you want to go first?
I'm hearing it quickly within your voice and what you're doing. It's continuing to believe that you're worthy enough, and I just jolted in that. That's my sign from spirit that this is where we need to go with you, is that you're worthy and deserve to have that the man that you've listed down and the qualities that you're looking for, that you are worthy and deserving of to receive that sort of love and relationship and partnership. So that's where I would love you to now to start to work on and to start to say the affirmations that you are worthy enough to be able to have that sort of relationship. And anyone would be, you have the abilities to attract somebody, but you need to make sure that you innerly believe that you're worthy enough to have that in your life. So once you have that down, I think you're going to start to see things happen. And it's actually, I mean, I'm almost chuckling here because I think you're going to be shocked and blown off. You won't even realize until you reach that point where all of a sudden you have some people that are showing interest in you. And it's all about that vibrational energy that you carry within. So that's what I'm picking up from you. So really focus upon that you have value to have love in your life and to have that sort of partnership. Okay?
Great. Thank you very much.
And you're welcome.
All I want to say to that is ditto.
Right.
I think that was wonderful because that's exactly what I was picking up too. And I think you're just waiting for that to happen, and that's all that's going on. So it's coming. All right. So thank you for that, Fiona. You keep working at it. And thank you for calling in and keep listening, honey. Have a great day.
Thank you, girl. Blessings.
All right. Thank you. Bye. Wonderful. That was beautiful, Fiona. So, okay.
Good.
So we're at the end of the show, ladies. I have an appointment, so I have to go. So I want all our callers to know where they can get a hold of you, ladies, though, real quickly. So, Fiona, where can everyone get a hold of you in case they want a longer reading?
So I'm on Facebook under Fiona Millar, M-I-L-L-A-R, and you can go to my website, FionaPsychic.com, and communicate with me that way.
And Vivian, if you feel up to it, honey, will you please give us where we can contact you in case we would want another longer reading?
Yes, on Facebook and the website, allthatwillbe.com. Thank you, Rose. And you, Rose?
And me. You can get a hold of me on Facebook, Rose Fulhars. It's spelled F-U-L-H-O-R-S-D. Okay, or you can call me at 217-556-1021. If you add me on Facebook, I always post what's coming up, and I have discounts on my readings sometimes. So keep in touch, people. Thank you so much for listening today. It's been a wonderful show. It's been a lot of fun, right, debating this.
Yeah.
And all right. So with all that said, if we didn't get to your call today, you know, just go. You can call in. We have shows every day, and you can get a reading from someone else, or you can join us again next week on Tuesday at noon. So thank you all for calling. And, you know, ladies, it's always a party with spirit, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah. So, okay. Bye, everyone. Thank you for listening.
Bye.